I think I'm disappointed to learn that people have been upset by these comments. I would hope that as the campaign reaches nearer to referendum day, everybody engages in debate that's respectful and underlines the principles that we are campaigning for, which are love and equality. So I think it's really important that we avoid hurtful language in the debate.
I suppose a lot of people have been critical of the priest for the comments he's made, but as far as you're concerned, do you think everyone's entitled to their own opinion then?
I do, absolutely. I think it's very important that everybody says what they think about this issue and also gets it out there that if they have doubts about this issue, that they can ask questions of the Yes campaign. We're not here to tell people how things should be done, but rather to quell people's fears and worries about this campaign. And one of the key messages that we want to let people know about is that we are campaigning for civil marriage, which is the type of wedding that would take place in a registry office. And by no means at all do we want to encourage any religious groups to take part or perform any types of marriages that they don't agree with.
So you're not totally against what this priest said then in your own parish of Annagree?
I can't possibly comment on what he said specifically, so it would be unfair for me to rebut anything he said when I haven't heard it myself.
But should a priest be getting involved in this debate?
There are priests that have got involved in this debate from both sides, from yes and no, and priests, like everybody else, are entitled to their opinion, and we have to respect that.